Minister of Agriculture Sabota Ceesa and other officials in the Ministry of Agriculture will meet tomorrow with farmers to discuss the way forward for the agricultural sector. This is the second in a series of meetings to be hosted by the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. The first meeting targeted farmers in Marakwa and heard presentations from several officials. The agriculture minister said the aim is to craft a new way forward for the benefits of farmers, and he spoke of the tangible benefits to be derived when farmers and stakeholders work together.
If we are to succeed at what we are doing, we have to put aside the differences. A man going to church on Saturday, you have to respect him. A man going to church on Sunday, you respect him. A Rasta man, you respect him. Whether a man is Labour, you respect him. A man is NDP, you respect him. Male and females, we have to treat people equally. Because remember, there are some things from the last relationship that we are putting in the back of our heads. And what I want coming out of this meeting is for us to come to an agreement that we must put aside those things, as the Bible says, that so easily beset us and divide us.
Minister Ceesa is optimistic that the information sessions will attract additional farmers throughout the country.
And because we're going to get help throughout 2023 with the fertilizer, a lot of new people will come to us to buy. So we have to secure the markets now. I hope that I am understood by everybody. And the fact that you are here this evening in such large numbers, it's very encouraging that we have almost 100 persons in a room at the first meeting. If we have 10 more meetings with this kind of turnout, we have 1,000 farmers. You are going to see a change, a very positive change in agriculture in the country. And I need to say this, the most meeting I have had with farmers for the entire year 2022 is right here in Marakwa.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Sabota Ceesa. Tomorrow's meeting will take place at the Lauders Primary School from 4:30 p.m. and will hear presentations from the Agriculture Minister, Sabota Ceesa, the Chief Agricultural Officer, Renato Gums, Senior Agricultural Officer for the Extension and Advisory Services, Marcus Richards, and Agricultural Officer for Region 2, Donowa Jackson. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.